This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to shift a little bit. You've got a show on Sirius XM. You've been doing it for a while with Mike Krzyzewski. Give me a little bit. What have you learned working with Coach K?
Well, we did 18 years, and I'm thrilled that Duke's in the Final Four again this year. I don't know Shire well, but I remember meeting him when we did a media coaching segment down there. You know what? The exactitude of how he does things, his preparation, his constant search for knowledge, his ability to communicate with players and people. He's got a sense of humor. He's one of the great ball breakers of all time. He was a West Point guy, but as they say, he cusses like a sailor. He's a real dude. And I find him, you know, I've been around him for a lot, going back to when I was a young reporter, you know, a reporter at the Daily News. He was at West Point. He was a basketball coach up there. And like I said, we did 18 years on Sirius XM, and I did a decent amount of his games over the years. I just learned that you got to put in the work. Teamwork is very important. Communication is very important. And just being a good person. I mean, his intensity, his knowledge of basketball, how to attack and counterattack is off the chart. And he's a huge baseball fan. Born and raised in Chicago, still a Cub fan.
Very cool. All right, you're three games in. Well, you'll be, three games in, 3-0, great start, Yankees. But I will ask you the question. I've got a buddy of mine, Dave, for 100 years now. He was the head rep for Louisville Slugger. He was the one when I was playing that from the time I was a rookie to the time I retired, took care of my bat orders. I was a pain in the ass. Now he's working for Chandler Bats, and I have him coming on soon to talk about the behind the scenes of this torpedo bat rage that everybody's talking about. And from what I understand, I'm going to get a little bit educated on it when I talked to him, but he said this started 2 years ago, brought the MIT guy in. It started 2 years ago, just messing with people's swings. Now I think about from a player's perspective, and then I want to hear what the thoughts are buzzing around, you know, when everybody's talking about it. Now from a player's perspective, it's almost like your golf driver. Okay. When you look down at it, some just look good to your eye. Some holes set up for your shape shot or the shot shape. Just like a bat, man, I can pick a bat up and just feel it and look down the barrel, and it just really resonates. Ah, this feels good. This is going to give me the best chance to be successful. I could grab a great player's bat, and it's like I got no chance of getting a hit with this thing. So that's what it is. It's all about feel. I'll give you a quick story. I was in Seattle, one of my final years in Seattle. And I'm in spring training in Peoria, and there's a gentleman out there saying, "Hey, Brett, will you sign your grandfather's bat?" And I said, "Whoa, you've got one of Ray Boone's bats?" He goes, "I got one of your grandpa's game-used bats." I said, "Can I borrow that thing for about 20 minutes? I'll sign a bat for you if you do." He said, "Sure." He gives it to me. I took it in. You know, I did my weighing, and I looked at it. It ended up being a 35-inch, 36-ounce. Back in the day, everything was heavy. You hear about Babe Ruth's bat being 40 ounces. I'll tell you, though, the way they made bats back then was completely different. They put all the weight in the handle, and it, they weren't as top heavy. So really that 36 ounce bat, when I picked it up, it's like, I could use this. It feels light because of the weight distribution. So it's all about how the bat is built for your spec and what is for your swing. So when it comes up with this, you know, people are, oh, these are cheating bats, this and that. I said, they're really not cheating. They're not making the sweet spot bigger. They're just moving the sweet spot around to what fits your swing path. And it's not like everybody, and Aaron Judge and Ohtani, the stars of the game, with the numbers they've been putting up, I don't think they're going to be messing with the bats. I think the bats they're using are working just great. But if you have a particular swing that this can improve it, it's not outside the rules. Why not use it?
Well, everything was approved. What's the big deal? Exactly. I said this earlier. Nobody came down from the mountaintop with this golden bat. Now everybody's going to hit 800. It doesn't work that way. And right. It's like you said about the golf. You got to get it fitted to your swing, to your body, to your physiology. It's not going to make Anthony Volpe a 60 home run guy. And Judge, yesterday we were standing around Judge. He was good enough to stop before he went to get something to eat or whatever it was. And he was asked, you know, are you thinking about using this?
Why would I do that?
Are you kidding me? Come on. Hitting a million home runs, and, you know, a 2-time MVP. And exactly. He didn't say all this, but I mean, but that, you know, clearly, you know, look at his face. I mean, it was almost like, I mean, the question had to be asked, but he answered it. And I was like, no, I'm good.
it's unbelievable because I try to explain to fans. I said, it's not a cheat code. It's what works for you. For me, I remember when I first came up, Ken Griffey Jr. was the guy. And we used the same bat, except for he used the cup bat. He cupped the end. For some reason, mentally, I couldn't cup my bats. I feel like I didn't have as much power the other way. It was probably just psychological. But it was in my mind, so I didn't cup them. That was my preference. Kenny liked them cupped. You move to somebody else. Edgar's bats were. I pick up Edgar's bats. I say, I don't know how you win batting titles with this thing. I'll hit 200 with your bat. So it's all a preference. And now, you know, we're gonna keep going forward technology wise. If you can find a club or a bat or a glove that works for you, go ahead.
And you know darn well, too, there's no secrets in this game. Somebody finds out about that bat, you know, when those guys released the bat. Man, dudes were checking it out. Okay, that's not for me. Hey, he may like it. And then, you know, you got X amount of guys using it. But it's not like all of a sudden, it's not like you're going to make a comeback now, okay? It's not, it's not, you know, King Arthur's freaking sword. Come on. Take it easy.
And the funny thing to me is they lump, because the Yankees are off to such a great start, and they've got a couple guys using the bat. They lump all the home runs, like Volpe hit every single home run. Judge just hit 4 home runs with his normal bat that he's been using his whole life, and they don't talk about it. They just kind of lump it in like, that's why the Yankees are hitting home runs, and it makes me laugh. It's going to be interesting from the technical standpoint behind the scenes what they're actually doing when I talk to Chuck coming up. But I just wanted to get your take because you're probably hearing about it the most because it's the Yankees are the ones that are
using it. Yeah, it's like you said, it's been around for a couple, 3 years. I mean, it wasn't like they came, hey, it's Saturday morning. Let's give the Yankees some bats. They're going to hit a hell of a stop. Hey, you know what? How bad the pitching was, okay? And I think Pat Murphy, the Milwaukee manager, would tell you that. We threw some balls in the happy zones with regularity and found out about it.
Right.
So there you go.
and that team offensively is more than capable. Jazz Chisholm hitting a couple home runs. If you watched him last year down the stretch, that's not far-fetched. Volpe has hit some home runs and is going to be is improving as a player. He's a young player.
A lot of accomplished dudes, man. A lot of accomplished dudes already on that team with, as they say, with good numbers in the back of their scorecard. All right.
So, I agree.
It wasn't like they got some dudes off the street, off the subway, and say, hey, come on in. Where are you making pinstripe? You're going to hit the ball out in a million miles with this new bat. Get out of here.
That's right. Well, Dave Sims, I appreciate it. Once again, congrats. Awesome. And I'm going to be hearing you a lot this year, listening to Yankee games. I appreciate you coming on, taking the time, and hopefully I'll see you this summer sometime.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Brett. Thanks a lot, man. Good to see you.